Good morning to all my friends in Christ. Today I want to talk about anxiety and stress. Yes, the most common disorder that we see is anxiety and stress. And anxiety and stress is behind a number of sicknesses and diseases that we see all the time. As physicians and even in ministry, the number of prayer requests that come have anxiety and stress as their root causes. Anxiety and stress can lead to headaches, migraines, high blood pressure, endocrine disorders, acidity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, diarrhea, constipation, peptic ulcers, weight loss, weight gain, muscle aches, and a whole slew of other conditions. And what are the reasons behind this? There are several. It could be medical, genetics, could be spiritual, unconfessed sins, and personality types, overthinking, overplanning. And what do we need to do to overcome these? A change or modification of our lifestyle, exercise, diet change. But what does the Bible say? Since this is a prayer group, let's talk about what does the Bible say about anxiety and stress. So my first reference is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we all go through anxious moments, and a little bit of stress is good for us, but prolonged worry, prolonged stress, prolonged anxiety is not good. And the Bible says that, you know, go in prayer. And with thanksgiving, be thankful to God first, and then let your prayer request be known unto God, and to keep our trust and to put our trust in Him. Anxiety and stress comes when we try to do things ourselves and we overload our schedules. And peace comes when we have trust in the Lord. Let's look at another reference, one of my favorite verses, so meaningful, so powerful. Is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Beautiful. So Jesus is saying, cast your cares upon me. Don't carry them on yourself. Cares are worries and stresses that we put on ourselves, hoping and thinking that by working hard or by working prolonged hours or by trying to fit everything in one day, we can achieve everything. But it tends to break our bodies. Stress and worry age us, and they open the door for so many other sicknesses that I mentioned. So casting all our cares upon Him, because He cares for us. Staying calm in every situation is an art. Depend on God and keep your schedule simple. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you for another day in my life. I thank you for your blessings in my life. And Father, I repent of allowing stress and anxiety to overtake me and manage my day. I choose not to. I choose to put my trust in you. Lord Jesus, I cast my cares onto you. I submit every worry, every anxious thought to you. Guide me, please, because you are my Lord and my Savior. You are my shepherd, and I shall have no lack. Holy Spirit, help me. Help the listener who is listening to this message. Help them, and we cast all our cares, our day, our schedule to you. Holy Spirit, guide each and every person with your wisdom. Guide us so that we can make peaceful decisions, so that we can manage our schedule without turmoil and chaos. I pray for your peace to come upon each and every person. Jesus said, peace, my peace, I give to you. Holy Spirit, help us to live in peace. Help us to make peaceful decisions. Help us to have peace in our schedules. Help us to keep God first. Help us to keep trusting God. And help us to keep casting our cares upon Him. Help us to keep depending on God for each and everything. Help us, Lord Jesus, you were chastised for our peace. So, Lord Jesus, help us with peaceful schedules. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.